This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
It is a new era in Broncos country with the 12th overall pick. The Denver Broncos selected quarterback out of Oregon, Bo Nix. And I don't know how to feel this morning. Bo Nix was the guy that I really did want. I thought that was the move.
Yeah, me too.
And I just think they could have traded back a little bit, got some more draft capital. And there's two ways to think of this, Brian. It's, hey, if you think that this is your guy, go out and get him. And that's what they did. They went out and got him. A roller coaster of emotions for me going through this NFL draft. As soon as J.J. McCarthy started to slide, I was like, okay, they're going to be able to go get J.J. You can move up, as we ended up seeing the Minnesota Vikings did, from the 11th spot to the 10th spot.
Which I didn't understand. Did that mean the Jets were going to take him?
Maybe.
So I didn't understand why the Vikings made a trade to go up one spot when the Jets were the one in front of them, so they flipped with them. That would mean that the Jets were going to
pick
J.J. McCarthy?
Fending off the Denver Broncos or the Raiders. You know, there's probably other offers coming in to the Jets of, hey, can we get this pick? So
I
think,
didn't really think of that
I think
angle.
The Vikings probably.
So it was to stop somebody else from making a deal with the Jets.
That would be my thought process.
Okay, that makes more sense.
You should feel super good about your general manager and what the Vikings did last night. Everyone leading up to this, JJ's going in the top four. JJ might be going to the top five. You're going to have to move up to four or five to get JJ McCarthy. And I think it was Rich Eisen who during the draft last night said they were doing their best. Oh my God, the movie with Mel Gibson. Hold Braveheart.
Oh, okay.
Braveheart impression of just holding at 11 and waiting and holding and holding and not overextending to get their guy. Super impressed with what the Vikings did last night.
Yeah, you go through losing your guy, your quarterback, and then how do you fill that void? Well, you've got potentially your guy for the future. I think it's only the fifth time in the history of the Vikings they've drafted a quarterback in the number one spot. It hasn't happened very often. Dante Culpepper and Tommy Kramer and Fran Tarkenton and Christian Ponder, I think, are the ones that they actually
about
did.
Christian Ponder.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
So. Just an incredible run at quarterbacks in the top 12 last night.
Yeah, there were.
Six of the top 12 picks were quarterbacks. And Denver goes with Bo Nix. The thing that was eating at me, Brian, was the fact that Brock Bowers was sitting right there. And Brock Bowers is the real deal tight end. I mean, he is going to be a legitimate dude in the NFL. And they decided to elect to not go that route with him at 12.
They needed a quarterback more than that.
And the Raiders pick him up at 13. So now we've got to deal with Kelce and Bowers all the time in the AFC West.
Get better.
Yeah. Even when the Broncos were good, the tight end position is always just drilled us.
That's tough. But, hey, how can you be anything but pleased in the sense that Denver needed a guy? They needed a quarterback. And throughout the year, where these six guys were in the pecking order was changing throughout. Bo Nix's name has always been up there. I don't know what he did to damage any stock or anything. He was always one of the top guys in my mind. I wanted him. I'm thrilled that they got him, and I think he's going to be a very good fit.
I do like Bo Nix.
And it's a good position.
I mean, so here's just a little bit of the roller coaster that I was on last night during this draft. If the Bears won't trade with the Vikings, go get JJ. Is it possible the Jets wouldn't trade with Sean Payton after his words this offseason? JJ going here. Now what for Broncos country? Go get Bowers now. Add a playmaker. And honestly, let's see what Zach Wilson has with a competent coaching staff.
Please.
And then they make the selection. What a reach. Wow. Well, what do we think? Great, another tight end in the AFC West. The Broncos can't stop. But this is the final one. Like, to be clear, I really like Bo Nix. This was the guy that I wanted the Broncos to end up with, not with the number 12 spot. I think Sean will do wonders with him. I think it was a reach for Denver, but still excited about it. And then finally had to turn the page, Brian. Okay, Nix will be the greatest quarterback of all time. Great pick, Broncos country. Now let's watch the greatest basketball player of all time do what he does. And we saw that again last night.
We certainly did. One last note on the draft, we'll jump into the Nuggets. I just wanted to... one thing I was reading this morning that I wasn't aware of during the draft was how hard both Minnesota and the New England Patriots were gunning to make a trade for Herbert from the Chargers.
Yeah.
That was close to being a possibility, and then the Chargers would have drafted one of those guys.
J.J. McCarthy.
Picks. That's
Harbaugh's quarterback from college.
Which would have made a lot of sense, but it was just interesting that that was going on.
Yeah.
Because there hadn't really been any talk about Herbert moving. But
do you know who had that scoop, to be honest with you? And it drives me crazy. Antonio Brown had that scoop. He was the one... reporting on
that. The crazy old football player?
The crazy old football player. He was the one reporting on it, saying, I'm getting this and this and this. He's beat Schefter to a couple of scoops, and I don't know how. I don't know what type of dark magic he's working over there.
Well, you got connections. You were a player. You still got some buddies. Right. They're going to know things before reporters. Yeah, he's bound to have a couple. Yeah.
Would you have wanted that? Would you have rather traded up a bunch for Justin Herbert?
Because I know what he is. I just don't know what McCarthy is yet. Everything I've seen about him is that he is a great young man. Yes. But just seeing, I know he's very into, you know, self-healing and these kind of things. And he's into vibrations and tones and kind of the old, he was having a discussion about it, how it helps him with his calmness and mental health and all that stuff, that he's into that kind of stuff. So he's got a little bit of Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? He's got
keep him off the Iowaka. I don't know, whatever the hell
he spends some time in Sedona, Arizona. All right, we'll just say that. But
so you get your guy, the Vikings get their guy, the Broncos get their guy.
Draft success over, but there's still a couple days.
Broncos don't have a second round pick, so they won't be drafting again for a minute. The biggest shock of the NFL draft, though, was the Atlanta Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick. This was the quarterback out of Washington, who...
Great guy. I would be happy to have him on my team, but I am absolutely shocked by that.
Because they just signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal worth a ton of money.
Guaranteed $100 million, I believe.
It's just ridiculous.
You spend that kind of money, you decide. You thought all throughout the offseason, we're a quarterback away. We've got what we need. We're a quarterback away from doing it. So you get that quarterback. Wouldn't you then draft something to help that quarterback? Get him some offensive line help, maybe a weapon to throw to or to hand off to, maybe somebody to stop the other team from scoring points to help your quarterback. But instead, they got his replacement for the future.
Especially at number 8, the number one wide receiver, not the wide receiver, but the number one offensive line prospect still there. You got the number one defensive prospect, because there was no defensive guys picked until pick 14 in this draft. You had so many options to go and do that, and Cousins is not happy about this. He is not. They said Cousins' agent Mike McCartney told ESPN's Pete Thamel that the Falcons only notified the quarterback that they would pick Penix while the team was on the clock.
Yeah, he knew nothing until they were in that countdown of the 10 minutes to make their pick.
How do you draft the heir apparent to somebody who hasn't played for your team yet?
No, none of that made sense, because Atlanta was looking so smart, and they were a player, and they're going to get in there, and they're going to, you know, they made the move for Cousins. All right, they're a real team now. They're going to be making a move. Well, what did they just do? What they just did was, you know, killed whatever chemistry was getting started, and that high Cousins was feeling rolling in, you can't help but have that wiped out.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, even when the Packers drafted Jordan Love, they were in the late 20s, not at number 8.
Yeah, that just...
And especially with a quarterback that a lot of people had sliding into the second round, potentially.
You still had tons of guys on that board that other teams were willing to trade up to try to get.
Yeah.
You know, and instead, you could have moved that pick. You could have done a lot to bolster your lineup.
It's a tough look. It's a tough look.
The general manager, huge mistake.
The general manager is seen on camera, like, trying... Look like... I mean, obviously, we don't know what they're saying, but he's having a very serious conversation with the owner. Looked like he was trying to explain to Arthur Blank what he had just done with that pick. And the reason that they did this was the great spin zone, maybe one of the best spin zones, I mean Trump level spin zone here, of saying, hey, he's going to be so good, Cousins is going to do all the good things for us, that we're not going to get a chance to pick a quarterback for the next 4 years.
Most teams don't.
No.
Most teams don't get that chance.
Yeah.
So. No, it's a terrible spin in my mind. That is a puzzling, baffling, I don't get it move.
Yeah.
I do not understand it. Penix could turn out to be an incredible quarterback.
We won't know for a couple years.
And if that was what you were thinking, draft him. Why do the Cousins thing?
Right.
You know, save yourself $100
million. 180 was what they gave him. Confusing day in Atlanta.
I'm just a viewer.
Yeah, just
a viewer.
Confusing day in Atlanta.
Yeah, glad I'm not a fan.
Tough day in Los Angeles. As the Broncos go up 3-0 in this series. The Broncos. I'm Broncos on the brain now. Bonets, championships, Super Bowls. So I can see sugar plums dancing in my head.
Yes.
The Nuggets go up 3-0 on the Lakers. They win that game in Los Angeles.
Phenomenal. Just another incredible effort as they creep back into that game, take it over, and swallow them up.
Just insane. I do want the record to show we both said that Aaron Gordon was going to go off last night.
Yeah, I thought he was due for one of those games, but not that kind of game.
29 points, 15 rebounds for Aaron Gordon, who had a tough start to the game. Like, 2 turnovers in the first 3 possessions for Aaron Gordon. And then he goes for 29 and 15. Incredible night. Michael Porter Jr., 20 points, 10 boards.
Stud.
Yes, stud dog. Nikola Jokic, 24, 15, and 9. Dog. Jamal Murray, 22, 5, and 9. Dog. Christian Brown's energy off the bench, not ready to go. He's still a puppy.
He's a puppy.
He's a puppy.
He's got a puppy, but he's got some bite.
He made a huge impact. Like, you're not.
He'll draw blood.
He didn't fill up the stat sheet. He had 5 points and 2 boards, but his energy is contagious when he's out there. This team's just so damn good. Just so good, man. They shot 17% from the 3-point line and beat him by 7. I mean, that game was out of hand, but the Lakers just started making shots at the very end of, according to my ESPN app, because I shut it off and went to bed because I was very, very tired. But this series is over. And, you know, we were right. The Nuggets broke the Los Angeles Lakers.
They're completely broken. And I keep, I keep thinking you can't beat a team this many times. Just law of averages. You got to lose one. And it's just not happening. I can't imagine losing 11 times in a row to, well, yeah, I can, Broncos Chiefs. But aside from that, that's...
How dare you?
I'm sorry, but it was true.
How dare you? Today of all days,
I just had
we've got the new franchise quarterback.
Yes, we do, but we also have the NBA champions who are going to repeat. Fantastic win. Just great to see Los Angeles so frustrated. You can just see them broken.
LeBron dribbles it off of his knee and starts yelling at Prince.
I saw that.
What? What? I mean, it's the same old story. It's the same old song and dance. Whatever cliche you want to use. LeBron James, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Anthony Davis, 33 points, 15 rebounds. Austin Reeves had a good night last night. He has 22 points. 3 guys for the Lakers play incredibly well. They lose. I mean, it's the same story over and over. This thing's done. In the NBA, teams that go up 3-0 in a series, 151-0.
No kidding.
Nobody has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit and won the series.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think this thing's done in four.
Well, yeah, I do too. You had said that you thought that they had broken the Lakers, and I wasn't so sure. I wanted to, you know, L.A. at home. Again, the mystique is still there, but...
For a quarter, it was.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it
yeah.
still lives.
Yeah,
it's still a real thing that I foster up that, no, they're still, to me, and they are a dangerous team. They're still very good. They're just not as good as the Nuggets.
No, they're not. They're not in the same stratosphere. Boston's the only one close. I really, truly believe
that. What about
that.
Minnesota?
That's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to be. They're going to turn it into a junkyard.
They're a much better matchup against the Nuggets.
But that's. I mean, that's fine. Bring on the Nuggets. The way the Nuggets are playing right now is not the prettiest of basketball. They're missing wide open threes. It's and they're still finding ways to dominate this team. For the first time, my dad and my brother were over last night and watched the game. This is the first NBA game that I think they've watched.
Never
in years,
yeah.
I mean, because I was real when the Nuggets traded Carmelo Anthony, and it was that Ty Lawson, Danilo Gallinari, Aaron Aflalo, that whole crew. We were big Nuggets fans. Well, I was really leading the charge on that because it was finally we got rid of the one-on-one crybaby Carmelo Anthony. It was truly team basketball, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, Dad, just watch Jokic on this one possession. Watch what he does, and how many times he just shook his head of how does that dude do that? And then I had to explain Aaron Gordon. And I was like, Aaron Gordon was the dude in Orlando. They trade for him. And by the way, Woody Page be damned. Brady Hole was 100% right. That is the greatest trade in Denver Nuggets history to get Aaron Gordon. Because he comes in, he was the dude. You bring him to Denver and say, hey, you're probably going to be the number three option, maybe number four if Michael Porter Jr.'s rolling. And he just accepts it and rolls with it. I sent the gif of The Office of, I wish there was a way to know we were living in the good old days while we were actually there. We're living in the good old days with the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yes.
We will never see something like this again. Now, will the Nuggets win championships post-Jokic? Yeah, probably. But we will never see something like this. This is the team that, you know, when I'm old and gray, I'm going to be telling my grandkids about. That's how special of a team. That 2023-2024 Denver Nuggets team, there's just something special about them.
Oh, this is our Orange Crush defense. This is our, Phil Vassar had a song, you know, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
You know, that, and this is it.
It is, man.
These are the glory days.
It's so much fun.
It's a blast, and we've got to treasure this because you do not see a basketball team like this.
No.
Where it's like, it's almost like a Marvel movie, you know, where these five superheroes, because you kind of feel like they should have capes.
Yeah.
Because they've built this together, and they've been together for a period of time, and to see it come to fruition like it has, the patience and
kudos to the
getting
front
the
office
pieces together for allowing it to happen, for allowing Malone to be Malone, for allowing him to have his style with the players and his ability to let them develop and feel that teamwork. These aren't just five individuals. These are five guys who, I swear, the way you watch them with each other, they would all take a bullet for each other.
Right.
And where do you find that in team sports anymore?
In the NBA specifically, though, too. I mean,
it's a very individual game.
It
is.
I'm going to go get, and I guess that, maybe with the Timberwolves, that's the other thing that worries me just a bit.
A team.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
And
very similarly built like the Nuggets.
Do you know why that is? Because Tim Connelly, the general manager for the Nuggets, went to Minnesota and built that team.
That's a really good
to
point.
Contend with the Denver Nuggets. So we're going to see. Like I said, I don't think anyone's stopping Jokic in this team this year. That's going to be a dogfight. Can I just say I'm kind of excited for a dogfight for this team? Like, because this...
No, I'll take this.
You'll take the sweep every day.
Absolutely. Make it easy breezy.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 6:25 the time here on a Friday morning.
You're terrible with time.
Listen, man, I'm excited. There's so much to talk about. The Denver Nuggets are up 3-0.
We have
the
4 hours.
Avalanche are coming. But we are loaded today, as we always are on Friday mornings. We've got Wheel of Meat presented by D's Meat coming up. We've got Entertainment Hour. We've got Jerry Schimmel. We've got Wine at 9. We've got Cody giving us the forecast for this weekend. I mean, it's going to be a fast-paced show today. Be a part of the conversation. 888-530-0043. That's the J9 Agency's text line. 888-530-0043. You can call us on the Clearwater Products hotline. 970-353-1310. Just got to mention in the first segment, just so it was there. Rockies win yesterday. They split a series with the Padres.
I was really surprised to see that comeback. I'd given up and saw they put up six in the eighth inning,
yeah. Baby. Yeah. 6:26 the time. Now you're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Six 6:31 the time here on a Friday morning. Thanks for being with us. Big Friday morning, man. This week has been... I've been saying it feels like I've been running in mud. Feels like I'm working really hard and getting nowhere.
Well, yeah, again, we had talked about the curse of the Western Conference and having being a sports fan at this time of the year and being the late games. I'm used to being in bed by 9.
Yeah.
You know, 9 is it's in bed pretty by safe 9, to know that I'm going to be
by
in
10.
Oh, 9:02.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes me no time. I hit bed, I curl up, I gone. All right, that was it. And it's been brutal because I'm laying there last night at 9, and it's like the end of the first quarter.
It was stupid, man.
You know, it seemed like it was going late last night.
But... Well, it did because the stupid Knicks-Sixers game went
in. Yeah, we kept waiting for that. It was a late tip. Yeah, they didn't tip till about 8:20, 8:25. It was somewhere around there. But, yeah, brutal. But the beautiful thing about watching Nuggets and generally Avalanche playoff games is you torture yourself, you stay up late, but it's for a win.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. It'd be horrible to be a Laker fan here. I don't know any, Bajon. You're a Laker fan, and you're up watching this, and then you got to get up, and it's work, and my team sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, that's got to be hard. How do you face the day?
Well,
you got nothing.
I mean, I'm a Rockies fan, so
yeah, I know how you face it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
But Bajon, cannot wait to see that guy this morning. But newest employee here at KFK, huge Lakers fan.
Yep.
And all he was telling us on, what was that, Wednesday?
Wait till you get back home.
Wednesday, yeah. Yep. Things will be different in L.A. Will be different in L.A.
Looked real similar.
Actually, it looked worse for the Lakers.
As it happened at home in front of your families.
Yeah. Yeah. At least they're right there to console you. All right, our Happy Life Gardens poll question today. We're not going sports. We're not going that way. We do this every single Friday.
Yeah, it's entertainment day.
It's entertainment day. It's our movie review day. And so we're just asking you, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give the movie Where the Crawdads Sing?
A lot of people have seen this. It's been on Netflix. In fact, if you haven't seen it on there, it's only got a couple more weeks before it's going to be leaving there. So
yeah.
I would definitely check it out. This was a very, very popular book. The book was a big, big hit, and then the movie followed up, and a lot of people were wondering how it would compare to the book because so many had read that, where I had only seen the movie. Saw it twice now, and we'll dive into our review later, but I want to know what you thought of this movie.
Yeah, there's a spoiler, for what I'm going to give it. It's up on my Facebook. But hey, if you want to go and go see that, go leave a comment. Let us know what you would give this movie. Where the Crawdads Sing.
We want to hear from you on this one. And I know that there's a lot of people who really liked it.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. I didn't know what category or genre this movie was in. I didn't do any reading on it beforehand. I turned it on and said, is this a horror movie? What is this? Yeah, I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
I think that's a cool way to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Flying blind, like I do with the rest of my life. We've got the Lonster up on the Clearwater Products hotline. Good morning, Lonnie.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great, Mr. Good Luck Charm Lonnie.
Oh. That was fun to go to yesterday.
Did you stay for the whole game?
Yes, I did.
Hey,
Lonnie, it was you, buddy. I mean, you hadn't been to a game forever, so you got to go to the game. And I'm listening to the game, and I'm like, okay, it's going to be another one of these heartbreakers from the Rockies. Yeah, you know, I'm seeing some things that I like, but we're going to suffer through another loss. And then that eighth inning happened, Lonnie. And did it get electric there at Coors Field?
Oh, did it ever. I mean, the crowd just went nuts. Yeah. It really did.
Well, all four of you guys sounded really loud because not a lot of people down there. I know it was their STEM day, so there's a lot of kids down there, right, Lonster?
Yeah, there really was. I mean, that place was just loaded with kids having a good time and everything.
Yeah, my granddaughter and her school from out in Holyoke took the bus there.
That's cool.
And they were there last year for that game. Me and my grandson went for the STEM day, which was pretty cool. But
it's a really great day, and I got to tell you, I when the Rockies were down, I texted Jerry Schimmel and said, "Hey, will you go tell Buddy Black to tell the boys that Lonster is there? We need to win this one for Lonnie." You know, win one for the Gipper, Skipper,
yes,
whatever it was.
It was Gipper.
Gipper?
Yeah.
Crushed it the first time. Trust your gut, Tanner. It was like a win one for Lonster was the rallying cry. So thank you for that, Lonnie.
You know what? My pleasure. Boy, no, I had the best time of ever. I mean, that was great.
I'm so happy for that. Let me ask you this while we've got you too, Lonnie. Quickly, what did you think of the Broncos pick of Bo Nix for their quarterback?
You know what? I like it.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping it's a start in the right direction.
Yeah, I definitely do too. But what you did for our Rockies yesterday will not be forgotten, as you've put them on the winning track as they have the day off and head down to Mexico for a couple of games there. Let's hope they take that mojo you laid with them, Lonnie. So,
hey, yeah, I do too.
Hey,
yeah.
Always good to talk to you, buddy. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, Lonnie.
Hey, you guys do the same.
Take care,
you.
Buddy.
There you go. Thanks, Lonster. I always appreciate mornings with Lonnie.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter if he's got an answer for the poll question or not. He's calling in.
I appreciate him being very dependable.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you can count on Lonnie.
Our Happy Life Gardens poll question again. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10, the movie being Where the Crawdads Sing? Text us 888-530-0043. 6:37 the time. Let's get out of here. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, we've been telling you guys about the Charo. Are we going down there today, by the way, or are we going to do that next week? Might need to do that next week, man.
I'm game whenever.
All right.
Yeah, I've got nothing. I got a haircut at noon, and then I'm available to float in a margarita, or if we need to do it next week, whatever. I am totally down for I am your boy.
That little Doritos girl, why not both? That's how good the Charo is. There's a plethora
totally
of options that you don't even have to eat the same thing twice when you go in there. Their menu is fantastic. Their margaritas are fantastic. Love their margaritas.
I'd like one.
Yeah, maybe a little early for margarita.
Okay.
Maybe just a little bit.
Dad.
But it's not too early to give you a chance to win a $25 gift card.
Ooh.
To the Charo.
Yeah.
This is good, by my count, by about 4.5 margaritas.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would go with an appetizer.
And 3 margaritas.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? Text line or Clearwater Products hotline?
Let's do the text line.
All right. Early morning.
Let's do the text line.
6 a.m. crew, don't let us down. The third person to text spicy, because this is the place to get spicy.
Get spicy.
The third person to text spicy, you've got a gift card to the Charo, $25 gift card to the Charo. You can come down, use it when we're there, doing the Facebook Live as well, our review of it as well. Third person to text 888-530-0043. You text spicy to that number, 888-530-0043. You've got a $25 gift card to the Charo here in Greeley. Don't miss out on this. Third person to text spicy.
Do it right now.
Right now.
We're talking guacamole. margaritas, great appetizers, fantastic entrees, really cool atmosphere, and fantastic cocktails.
What's better than that?
Just text the damn number and win the gift card.
530-0043. Brian, put your phone away. You can't text.
I can.
You cannot.
I figured it out.
No, you did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, your voice to text. Hey, Siri, text. Get the KFK text line.
Well, and it's kind of obvious because my code name is I'm Not Brian.
Nice.
And I think I could have done better than that.
You absolutely could have.
Okay.
888-530-0043. The third person to text Spicy, you get a $25 gift card to the Charo. 6:42 the time. Let's get to the quote-unquote bottom of the hour news and weather center. Well, congrats to Donnie, a.k.a. Spud Stud, for winning the $25 gift card to the Charo.
Way to go, Donnie. Congratulations. You're going to love it.
We're going to be giving away one more of these at Wine at 9.
Oh, very cool.
As well. So make sure you stay tuned for your chance to win a $25 gift card to the Charo. But Donnie, congratulations. You are the winner. Your gift card will be here at the station. Feel free to come by and pick it up. You know, of course, the big news, it's sports heavy right now with what's going on in the state of Colorado. And it's refreshing to cover this stuff that has all been positive. I mean, of course, people have their takes about the Denver Broncos drafting Bo Nix with number 12. They've got their thoughts on it. At this point, it's tough to do what I'm about to say. But I think we've got to sit back and we've got to trust the process. We've got to trust the process that Sean Payton has in place. I know you hate that term.
No, I'm shaking my head. That's no. No, we don't. Why would we?
Well, what other option do we have?
Not trusting it. Questioning it.
You're questioning Bo Nix now?
No, I'm good with the Bo Nix one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Sean Payton, I mean...
No, we needed a young quarterback. What do you want?
Was it Kurt Warner that made the comp, or the comparison to Drew Brees with Bo Nix?
I don't know.
I mean, it's you get anywhere close to Drew Brees out of Bo Nix, and this franchise is going to be in good hands for the next decade.
Just seems like a good guy, too. I mean, I look at those kind of things. He just seemed I've liked him all the way along. I liked him throughout the season. He was a guy I had my eye on. I was hopeful. I thought Minnesota might end up getting him. I would have been fine with that. Certainly fine with Denver getting him. You know, and now you're jumping into a crowded quarterback situation with Wilson and, you know,
Ben
Stidham
DiNucci.
Went from, you know, being, am I going to be, you know, the guy? Do I have a chance here to, I could end up being third on this pecking order or not even be here.
Yeah.
You know, what a turnaround in a week it's got to be for that guy.
Who's the starter day one? Zach Wilson or Bo Nix?
Or Stidham.
Or Jarrett Stidham, yeah.
I wouldn't you have to right now say it's Stidham?
I think it's going to be Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson's the guy this year. You know.
And what have you seen to make you think that?
I think, listen, Linda. I think.
Please explain.
I think the Jets are just that incompetent. Huh. I really do believe that. I don't think Zach Wilson was made for New York City. I mean, you talk about a tough environment to go and play. Not everybody can handle New York City.
No.
And the media and the pressure that happens there. This was a guy that went to BYU. Not a big pressure organization, even in college. Not a big pressure program, I should say. Get him to Denver. What's he got to lose? He's got nothing to lose. And I don't just believe that people lose their talent overnight. There was a reason he was the number 2 overall pick.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. No, this is very convincing, Perry Mason.
You don't have even a sliver of thought that Zach Wilson it was the raw deal that he got in New York?
No. No, I don't, because I never thought he was really anything to start with.
Yeah. That's why I wanted Brock Bowers, to be honest with you.
Is what he is. It just shows how rare one of those quarterbacks is.
That's why I wanted Brock Bowers. Because worse comes to worse, here's your options. If you roll with Zach Wilson, Just hear me out. I know you're appalled by this.
No, I am. For you to even think that is the future?
If you roll with Zach Wilson.
Good Lord.
What's the worst that happens?
Look at the Jets over the last two years. That's the worst that can happen.
Great. Then you get a quarterback next year. The Broncos with Bo Nix are going nowhere this year. The Broncos are not a playoff team this year.
What is wrong with you?
Period.
Who hurt you? Why are you this way?
Why aren't you giving me answers to this, right? I mean, Zach Wilson, you roll with Zach Wilson, you're not going to make it. Maybe he's horrible again, he missed the playoffs, which is what you're going to get with Bo Nix. Because the Broncos.
What if he's C.J. Stroud?
Don't have. Well, C.J. Stroud's got playmakers around him. Denver doesn't have playmakers. So that was my thought, was go get the playmaker that's going to be there for time to come. Roll with Zach Wilson, who you're paying $2.2 million this year. You miss the playoffs. Great. Now you've got Brock Bowers in year two, who can be that security net for a young guy that you draft next year in the NFL draft. I thought that's how they're going to go. Part of it is I'm scared. We know it. We've seen the research. We've seen the analytics. Picking a quarterback in the first round is a 50-50 shot of whether they're going to hit or not. Picking the sixth quarterback in the draft at number 12, those odds probably drop at that point because it was Caleb Williams number one, it was Jaden Daniels number two. Did that surprise you at all that Jaden Daniels went number two?
No, not at all.
I thought Drake May was maybe going to the Commanders. I was a little surprised by that. Drake May goes to New England. So you have the first three that go there. Then you had, of course, Michael Penix Jr. drafted at 8 to the Atlanta Falcons. J.J. McCarthy at 10 to the Minnesota Vikings. And then Bo Nix at 12. I really thought the move was to go Bowers. I'm not mad at Bo Nix. I really hope. It's kind of like the presidential election. Whoever the next quarterback is for the Denver Broncos, I hope is the greatest quarterback of all time. Regardless if I like him or not. Whoever the next president is, I hope is the greatest president of all time, regardless if I like him or not. And that's my spin zone this morning. 6:54 the time. Let's get out. Let's get the latest in the cattle market. Entertainment hour coming up. Tie in with our Happy Life Gardens poll question. We'll be reviewing Where the Crawdads Sing, and that's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. What would you give that movie on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you rate it? Where the Crawdads Sing. We'll be reviewing that with Susan Moore, our entertainment correspondent. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, Wheel of Meat, presented by Deeds Meats. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, I believe can join us. I don't know if they're off to Mexico or not.
Yeah, I was wondering if we were going to get him or if he's stuck at the border.
Yeah, he could be there as well. Then Wine at 9 with Cody Wilson Havala from Bruno LeClaire, a special guest as well. Hour number 2 of Good Morning NoCo coming your way next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.